The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Speaking of cash, the late American money manager and philanthropist Shelby Davis offered this advice for people looking to invest. Don't get too greedy and don't get too scared. Well, given the staggering rise of investment fraud in Ireland, should be re-evaluating our relationship with investing our cash. Joining me to talk about everything that could possibly go wrong or go right is Carl Widger, Managing Director of Metis Ireland. Carl, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
The rise in scams.
Yeah, a worrying report in the last week or the last few days from the Gardaí, basically saying that the amount of fraud that's been reported to them in the last year is actually more than what was reported in all of 2021, 2022 and 2023. And I think the reason for this is that a lot of these scams are becoming much more sophisticated. So you'll find that people are investing in investments or cryptocurrency that they believe looks and feels right. So a lot of times you'll have these scammers are cloning authorized firms. They're using people, you know, famous faces to promote advertisements for investments. And people are being enticed by this. And oftentimes they're looking at returns that might be too good to be true, but they're feeling that, well, it all looks and feels right, so I'll have a go.
But I mean, if you read on one of these things that pops up online that, you know, Bono has made his fortune from cryptocurrency, I mean, who'd be taken in by that?
Well, you'd be surprised. And to be fair to the folks that have been caught by this, a lot of these scams are as I mentioned, they are very sophisticated. And you know, oftentimes you'll have fully authorized firms by the Central Bank of Ireland, and these scammers are cloning their websites. So people think that they're going in to invest via legitimate firms.
So how do you combat that?
So I suppose there's a number of things that you can do. One thing that the Central Bank of Ireland have done, which is very, very helpful, they have a register of authorized firms. So that's the first thing you should do.
Yeah, but if it's cloned?
Well, if it's cloned, they will also have a database of warnings, okay? Now, I checked it this morning and there's lots and lots of warnings, but they will tell you if a particular firm that's been authorised has actually suffered a cloning incident. So you can actually check there.
And if you email the Central Bank with a copy that you've screenshot of this offer, will they tell you whether it's a scam or not?
I think they will direct you to these databases that they have. It's sometimes difficult to get straight answers. Look, Pat, if you're going to part with your hard-earned money, I would say it's probably essential to meet face-to-face with the advisor that you're talking to. That takes the online, you know, fraud out of it.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And look, there are lots and lots of really good financial planners out there. I would be a skeptic of anybody who would be advising any person with a bunch of money on an investment straight off. How can you offer someone an investment if you first don't try and get to know them? How can you decide whether an investment is for the short term, for the medium term, or for the long term? So a really good financial advisor, financial planner will take the time to sit down, find out about you, gather all of your information, and then put a plan in place.
But has the industry, the financial industry generally, become very lazy about face-to-face?
I don't know.
Look, and look, you're getting a mortgage, you might be done by machine now. You know, and that may be convenient if all the ducks are in a row. But if you have a slightly anomalous situation, whatever it might be it illness or you're in the gig economy and you're making a fortune, but you're still in the gig economy, you've got to try and find a person to explain yourself to.
Yeah, look, I appreciate that. And obviously COVID meant that we all went online and everyone got a lot more comfortable with the Zoom calls and Teams calls and that kind of stuff. But look, I reiterate a point. Certainly if it was me, and maybe I'm sounding a little bit like a dinosaur saying this, but if I was parting with my life savings, I would want to meet somebody, and I would want to meet someone at their office at least once. You can then obviously take your conversations online, but at least make sure that you've done that.
And that look, they're real.
Yeah, well, exactly. And this avoids these very sophisticated scams. If you want to...
So if someone says, for example, I'll meet you in X hotel or Y hotel. We can have a chat over a cup of coffee. Should you say no? I want to go to your place. I want to see your office because it could be a brass plate with nothing more.
Look, that's what I would do. Being honest, but I appreciate there are a lot of businesses done in the lobbies of hotels and that kind of stuff. But for your first meeting or just before you're pressing the button to part with your money, I would insist on seeing, well, what's the background? There are other things that you can do. You can, you know, can I talk to a client, an existing client of yours? Can you put me in touch with someone who has worked with you? How long is the firm in business? How many other people are working at the firm? What kind of expertise do you have? Can you show me, you know, some of the articles you might have published?
And then there are people who put the toe in the water and they say, well, I'll put $5,000 with this crowd and see how it does. 3 months later, they have a cheque for $7,500 in the post, getting their money back plus 50% to say, these guys are good. Then they put the $500,000 in.
Yeah.
Now Pat,
these guys are very good. And that was actually a case study in the Garda report where somebody started off with €500, so was obviously a little bit sceptical. It grew to maybe $5,000 or $5,500 and they gave the money back. This person not only escalated their investments with the firm, but I think brought family and friends into it as well. So you cannot underestimate how sophisticated these people, they will suck you in over a period of time. It's you know, it's not like the crown prince from wherever looking to, you know,
make do you necessarily need to go to financial advisors? Can ordinary people invest in the stock market themselves, or is it too cumbersome?
Look, you can. So there are online trading brokers that you can use in order to invest in the stock market. My concern would be that legislation changes so fast that doing it DIY, even if you do get a very reputable broker and everything is as it should be, that are you going to end up maybe paying too much tax? Or, you know, if it's a pension fund, are you going to go over limits? Or are you maximizing the tax breaks that you should be getting? So the fast answer is yes, you can. There are online brokers that you can deal with. But again, when you're talking about life savings, when you're talking about big chunks of money, for me, it's always first, what does the financial plan say? You need to have a plan. Everyone needs to have a plan for life. And that will determine then the types of investments that you do.
Now, let's talk about Budget 2025. Yes. What is likely to happen and what you'd like to see happening?
Yeah, okay. So I suppose the first one is the political football, which is the standard fund threshold, which is the maximum pension fund that people are allowed to have here in Ireland, which is currently stands at 2 million, has been at that level for
a
decade.
And this has implications for senior politicians and senior Gardaí and senior public servants, because the putative value of their pensions, which are paid out of our tax, by the way, not out of any fund, which annoys me intensely, that they can easily have a putative value over this threshold.
Certainly. Senior civil servants will, you know, almost guaranteed, if they're there for a long time, they will have a value in excess of the 2 million at the moment. Pat, there are three groups of people I see affected by this. It is those senior civil servants that you spoke about. It is maybe senior execs in some of the, you know, the large multinationals that come over because they're paid bonuses and they're paid big pensions. But it's also business owners. So business owners who have, you know, taken risk for years and years and years, and towards the end of their career or before they're going to sell their business, they might want to make maximum pension contributions. I do believe that, you know, we should be looking at this 2 million limit hasn't increased in line with inflation for the last decade. So I think it is only fair and right that it is increased. And I'd like to see, you know, some commitment to increasing it again over time.
Yeah, but of course, an election looming, this will be seen as something for the fat cats.
Fat cat pensions. Look, it's mentioned all the time. And obviously, various political parties have much different views on this. But if we want to, for me, I'd like the best people to be in the top positions as our civil servants. For me, I think we need to continue to attract, you know, the best multinationals to Ireland. So paying those senior execs and giving them healthy pension funds is a must. And Pat, the small business, the SMEs in Ireland, they account for, you know, 99% of all the businesses in Ireland. And they account for 67% of all the employees. So I think it's only fair that we do give some kind of tax breaks to the those people who have taken the risk by setting up businesses and are running businesses. So, look, I appreciate the point. I get that it's a bit of a political football, and that fat cat pension word is put out there all the time. I don't believe it's fair, and I think it's definitely something that should be looked at.
All right. What would you do in advance of budget 2025? Would you do nothing because it's a giveaway budget we're promised, and therefore you might need to hedge against any bad news?
Yeah, 100%. I think we're so close to it now at this stage that, you know, doing anything in terms of drawing down pensions because you're in or around or at the limit, I don't think it's going to have a huge impact to wait a couple of months. So I'd certainly wait right now. There is talk perhaps on investments that the exit tax rate, Pat, has been going to be reduced from 41%. CGT, capital gains tax, is 33%. I'm not sure that's going to happen. However, I'd be holding off on any withdrawals from investments if you can at all, and just wait to see if that tax rate has been reduced a small bit.
Carl Widger, Managing Director of Metis Ireland. Carl, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, still to come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.